So you know Leslie, if you call the church, or she is our frontline person. And so you may not also know that she's a member of the Affirm Committee, and today I invited her to share her story with us.
Thanks. Wow. please pray with me. Holy One, guide my words so that I may speak truthfully with love, grace, and humility. May it be so. Good morning. It's a great morning because this is Pride Sunday and I am a proud mom. I'm going to start again. I know Maya said my name's up there, but my name is Leslie and my pronouns are she and her. And you may wonder why a cisgender, heterosexual, white woman is standing here right now and talking to you on Pride Sunday. And why did I introduce myself with my pronouns? By saying our pronouns, we provide information about ourselves and we don't make assumptions. We invite others to say their pronouns. We're not making assumptions about who they are and how they identify. Simply by saying our pronouns, we can start to create a safer place for everyone. So, we're gonna have a little practice. I'm not gonna break you up into small groups like we usually do at Christian churches. We're all gonna say it together, all together. You're gonna say, my name is, fill in the blank. My pronouns are, and fill in the blank. And remember, pronouns aren't always she, her, his, him. There's a whole variety of pronouns out there. Ready? One, two, three. My pronouns are. Awesome. Oh, gives me goosebumps. By saying our pronouns, we create a safer space, and being safe is an important part of being an affirming ministry. Some might call me an ally or a mama bear. I think, Jason, you called me a mama bear once. But in my family, we love cats, including the big, wild kind like lions. So I'm affectionately referred to in my house as the cat's mother. This title refers to how I care, how I support, protect, occasionally show my claws, and of course, love my family, the two-legged and the four, my pride. I share this role with my husband, Nick. Some of you might know him. He curls in the St. James Islington Curling League. And together, we are the proud parents of two young adults, Audrey and Jay, who have taught us so much about ourselves and about our community around us. They are intelligent, funny, creative, I know I'm biased, and slightly annoying. And we, of course, annoy them too, I'm sure. But mostly they are caring, compassionate people. And Audrey is transgender. And Jay is gender fluid. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole discussion about gender identity, because that's, I think we need to save that for, it's a bigger discussion, and we need to save that for another time. But know this, for those who identify differently than the gender that they are assigned at birth, they will go through a journey of self-discovery that can happen as young as 2 and as old as 40 or more. And the journey is different for every individual. Many experience feelings of self-doubt, anxiety, fear, especially in this world, and depression. And watching your child struggle through this journey can be heartbreaking. During the 4 years since Audrey and Jay came out and started to live their authentic selves, I become more aware of the intolerance and hate that is directed towards trans, non-binary people and others. And it is worrying. I couldn't tell you the number of times I have cried reading a report, a news report, or an article. And I just keep praying that we can make a better world. But it's hard. You know, I just don't get it. I don't get why all this hate, why all this intolerance, all this fear, ignorance. Audrey and Jay and others like them, they just want to live their lives. They just want to be. But it's hard to be when you don't feel included. It's hard to be when you don't feel safe. It's hard to be when there's so much ugliness in the world directed at you. Churches and other places of faith play a really big role in the spread of this hate, which is why I'm so grateful that Islington United is an affirming congregation. I don't think I could work here if you weren't. And I'm so grateful today that we're here at Pride and we can celebrate the amazing diversity of life. Hanging up a flag, wearing buttons, having a worship service, and celebrating are all incredible things we can do to show support. As Affirm United encourages us, we need to be public, intentional, and explicit. Here's my call to action. We need to do more. We need to do more. We need to educate ourselves, hold more events, and yes, practice those pronouns. And I'll tell you, we do need to practice those pronouns because I met somebody new for the first time today and I didn't say what my pronouns were. So I know we need to practice those pronouns. There is an opportunity to make a real difference, and I have faith in this community. You can do this work because I've experienced your big, huge, humongous, I'm going to use lots of, compassionate heart. You have that. In closing, and I'm going to try, Lori, I'm going to try not to cry. In closing, I'm going to refer back to the Isaiah passage that Nick read for us. And these words are for everyone. For those of you who are here, for those of you yet to come, you are precious. You are honored. And in this place, I hope you feel safe to be your authentic self because you are so beautiful. And you are loved. May it be so. Thank you.
When we come close to good news and gospel, we're not sure what to do. But in our tradition, it's okay to clap to say thank you.